The Sundance Film Festival is underway in Park City, Utah. The festival is one of the most publicized showcases for new movies in the United States. It's also criticized as too corporate and risk-adverse, more of an event than a serious film festival. But Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition critic Kenneth Turan is there again, as he has been for years. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
Is Sundance still a place where you can see an unknown movie that hasn't already been acquired for distribution by a major studio?
Yeah, it still is. Last year there was a film called Secretary, which came here, you know, kind of out of nowhere and really became one of the bigger independent hits of the year. Just a couple years before that, you had You Can Count on Me and In the Bedroom, films that really went on to serious acclaim that really came to Sundance without distribution.
Isn't there also a bunch of movies that premiered to a lot of fanfare at Sundance that flopped in the real world?
Oh, yes. In some ways, that's an even bigger list. Last year, Tadpole was purchased for a large sum of money to all kinds of acclaim and promptly sunk. The Castle, Slam, Happy Texas. I mean, everyone you talk to up here has their own personal favorite of the film that everyone thought was going to, you know, set the world on fire that promptly disappeared.
Movie business doesn't like risks, so why do producers and distributors still take chances at Sundance?
Well, there are two reasons. I mean, one is that you can still come across, I mean, again, the best example was Shine. You can come across a film that you can see on the screen that is available that can win an Oscar. That's an Oscar-type movie, and it's rare to be able to buy one of those off the shelf, so to speak. But the other reason is that people are gamblers, you know, in the movie business, and even though they always come up here, they make big speeches and they say, we're not going to spend, you know, we're going to be very conservative. It's like a Gambler's Anonymous convention, you know, going to some big racetrack and saying, we're not going to bet, we're just going to watch the horses. And they never just watch the horses, they end up betting.
So what would you bet on from this year's festival?
Well, there are two films that I really liked and that I, you know, have the look of going further. There's a film called Pieces of April, which is about a kind of a woman who's estranged from her mother who wants to make a last Thanksgiving dinner for her mother. Her mother has terminal cancer. And it sounds unlikely. And again, the other film I like also sounds unlikely. It's a film called Station Agent, which is a film about a kind of a misanthropic dwarf who moves to a train station in New Jersey and ends up kind of rubbing against the lives of two other loners. And the thing about both of these films is that when you try and describe them in the Hollywood way with like one sentence, the way you can describe Spider-Man, they don't sound very interesting and may even sound uninteresting. But when you watch them, they're really captivating. And I think this is really the place where you see those kinds of films that you can't sum up in a sentence, that you really have to watch on screen to really enjoy.
Now, are you saying that you like them for what they are, or that you thought they could get an audience beyond Sundance?
Oh, both. With those two films, both. And there's some films that I like for what they are that I think have no future, and there's some films that have a future that I didn't like. But those two films I like for what they are, and I think other people will as well.
How many did you have to see to arrive at two?
This is not a cost-effective way to see movies. I've seen a lot of them. You know, I see three, four, you know, sometimes parts of five a day. You know, it's an exhausting way to see movies. So if a film really stands out, it's really like a ray of sunshine in an overcast day. You really say, aha, this is why I'm here.
Pieces of April and Station Agent.
Those are my picks.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, Bob.
Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan at the Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah. The festival closes on Sunday.